今天我的经文是来自希伯来书一章一到四节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1.
我们首先用广东话一起读，然后再用英文一起读。
We will first read this in unison together, first in Chinese, then in English.
希伯来书第一章第一节，神既在古时藉着圣先知多次多方都晓谕先祖，就在这末世藉着他儿子晓谕我们，又早定立他为承受万有的，也曾藉着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真像，也用他权能的名托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边，所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God, and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. God bless the reading and hearing
of his word. Today we have
Brother Jin Chung will be bringing today's message titled Jesus, the Greatest Prophet.
I'd like to welcome every one of you joining us in person and also online.
我们想欢迎每一位，无论你系坐喺呢度或者系网上边，同我哋一齐崇拜嘅。
And it is good to see all of you who are joining here today, even though weather is very hot.
咁啊，纵使今日好热，咁都大家都嚟到呢度，高兴见到大家。
It's not like you are pleasing God by being present in the church, but it is good for fellow brothers and sisters to have you, to see you on Sunday morning, to be able to worship together.
唔係話你坐喺度就係取悅神，而係你坐喺呢度嘅時候，弟兄姊妹都見到大家嘅時候咧，都大家都係一個好好嘅。
Please join me in our prayer.
我哋一齊祈禱。
Dear God, we need you every hour.
天父，我哋每一刻都需要你。
Whether it is cold in the winter, whether it is hot in the summer, we need you any time.
無論寒冷嘅冬天或者炎熱嘅夏天，每一刻我哋都需要你。
When waves of heat and waves of suffering come at us, we bow down and behold our Lord on the cross and asking for help.
当每一次嘅困难嚟到，每一次嚟到嘅时候，我哋都要系屈膝向仰望喺你嘅十架上边。
When it is cool and pleasant weather, we lift up our eyes and to worship you for what you have given us.
或者我哋舒適安舒嘅時候，我哋都仰望佢感恩你所俾我哋。
Regardless of where we are this morning, Lord, thank you for bringing us together.
無論今天早上我哋喺邊一度，我哋都感謝你將我哋帶埋一齊。
Thank you for allowing us to come together, not by any other means, but by the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
我哋感謝你藉住耶穌基督嘅名將我哋帶埋一齊。
We come to you as a body of Christ, not just as an individual.
我哋嚟到唔系一个个体，而系喺肢体基督嘅肢体嘅里边。
And we would love to continue to worship you and love you. as a community of believers in Jesus' name.
我哋作為一個羣體，我哋繼續去愛你，我哋感恩，嚟到奉耶穌基督名。
It was such a timely and fitting call to worship Bible passage.
今日個呼召嘅經文咧，好應對。
We talk about knowing Christ, and there's certainly a book called Knowing God by J.I. Packer.
咁我哋講到話認識基督，咁有一本書叫做《認識神》，係巴克所寫嘅。
Sometimes this knowledge of Christ is too comfortable with us that when we talk about knowledge of Christ, we really don't know what we are saying.
當我哋講到話認識耶穌基督嘅時候咧，對我嚟講好似好平常嘅事，但係我哋又唔係好知究竟係講乜嘢。
And the reason why we are looking at first chapter and first four verses of book of Hebrews is that, as you remember, the knowledge of Christ were the main factor that helped Christians remain in the faith.
咁我哋講到第一節到第四節今天嘅經文嘅時候，我哋講到就係話認識耶穌基督嘅知識就係幫助基督徒係喺佢嘅信心嘅上邊。
We saw in Hebrews 10 that the knowledge of Christ the Christians had in the first generation were about his priesthood and about his perfect atonement sacrifice.
咁喺第十章嘅時候講到第一世紀嘅基督徒認識耶穌基督，就係佢係一個大祭司，一個完美嘅犧牲。
So who he is, especially he's as our high priest, following the line of Melchizedek, and who he is as a perfect sacrifice for our sins, we saw that Christians were able to remain in the faith against the darts of evil of this world.
就係話我哋認識耶穌基督，佢係一個完美嘅犧牲嘅時候咧，能夠幫我哋抵擋呢個世界嘅毒箭。
But we know, okay, so the knowledge of Christ is important in us for our spiritual walk. But when somebody asks you personally, okay, tell me, what do you mean by the knowing or by the knowledge of Christ as your priest, high priest, and as your perfect sacrifice for your sin? What do we mean by that?
咁我哋知道認識耶穌基督能夠幫助我哋喺個信心上面留喺上邊。但係當有人問你喺個人層面上邊認識耶穌基督係你嘅完美嘅祭犧牲，同埋係一個大祭司嘅時候，對你嚟講究竟係咩意思咧？
And in other words, what do we mean when we say the person and the work of Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
換句話講，就係話耶穌基督嘅工作同埋佢嘅個人係耶穌基督嘅係神嘅獨生子，呢個係咩意思咧？
And I thought this was a timely passage because we have a new Christian who just locally joined our congregation. And when you have older and wise members of the church.
咁呢個經文咧好應景，因為咧我哋當剛剛有年輕嘅基督徒裝加入我哋嘅教會，亦都有信咗好耐嘅去加入我哋。
And regardless of where we are in our spiritual journey, going back to the basic, going back to the foundation of the gospel is always going to help us.
無論你喺屬靈嘅生命上面是在什么地步，但是回到最基本的认识里面一定会帮助到大家。
So I hope as a community of believers, we would want to once again go in depth of knowing Christ as our mediator, as our sacrifice.
所以作为我们的信仰的群体，我们回到最基本去认识耶稣基督是我们的宗保和是我们的祭牲。
And in order to understand in depth of this knowledge of Christ as our mediator, a good starting point for us is to look at 1 Timothy 2:5.
咁就一個好好嘅開始嘅地方，就係話去睇下提摩太前書第二章第五節。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 says this very short, so let me read it to you. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
提摩太前书第二章第五节佢话：因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
There's one God and there's one mediator between God and man.
唯有一位神喺神中人同埋神之间有一位中保。
And that mediator is truly man, truly God, Jesus Christ.
一个中保就系一个完全嘅人、完全嘅神耶稣基督。
The Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 8.1, elaborates on this verse a little more like this.
在西敏子信条的第八章第一节，佢亦都系更加去详尽嘅讲到。
That God chose His only Son to be the mediator between God and man。
佢话神乐意并拣选并命定佢嘅独生子主耶稣作为神与人之间嘅中保。
And it says also it pleased God to have His only begotten Son to be the mediator between.Him and man.
是他乐意的去拣选耶稣基督做他的中保。
It pleased God. In other words, it pleased God to send Jesus Christ here on earth, taking a human nature to die on the cross.
是神乐意的去将耶稣基督差派下来，是成为一个人，是死在十字架上。
And immediately what follows in this section is how.Or the, what are the roles of Jesus as our mediator?
他继续讲下去就是说耶稣基督作为一个中保，他有什么身份位置呢？
And at least in Westminster Confession of Faith 8.1, the roles that Jesus had to take as a mediator here on earth between you and God is first by being the prophet, second by being the priest, and third by being the king.
咁耶稣基督佢继续讲落去话，佢有几个身份，就系话系一个先知，系一个祭司，同埋一个君王。
So to have Jesus our mediator, and that mediator, the definition of mediator includes both being the high priest and both includes both being the high priest as well as perfect sacrifice. The Westminster Confession of Faith 8.1 begins to describe that role.As being threefold offices of the church.
所以耶稣基督作为中保是一个完美的祭司的时候呢，西敏之上的信条里面去解释到，就是说耶稣基督有三重的身份。
So we ought to know Jesus as the person and his work for our salvation by knowing him as a prophet, by knowing him as priest.And by knowing him as king.
So, 认识耶稣基督这个人和他工作的时候呢，我们要认识他作为一个先知，一个大祭司，和一个君王。
And I just want to ask, what do you think about understanding Christ in this type of categorization?
那刚刚提到的三项，我想问一下你，对于这三项你的认识有多少呢？
Have you thought about that before, or is this something?
你以前有冇谂过咧？还是呢个你系啱啱听到新嘅嘢咧？
Especially for those who have thought about this before, would probably say in your heart, maybe at surface level, this type of categorization may not be complete or even reasonable to describe the fullness of Jesus' person and work.
如果你以前听过的时候，你咁骤耳听落嚟，可能只不过系一个表面的认识，但系就未能够完全真正认识耶稣基督系边个位。
Why would you say that? Because when you look at Matthew 16 verse 13 to 16, Jesus often distanced himself with those who call them a prophet, or those who identified him as the king of Israel.He distanced himself and did not really associate with these people.
因为在马太福音16:13-16，他记载到话耶稣通常呢，啲人去认识他作为一个先知的时候呢，耶稣基督很多时都是想跟他们保持一个距离，不想去这样被人认为。
But when you look at the work of Christ closely, we cannot help but to see that his work here on earth, his earthly ministry here on earth, echoes God's dealing with Israel in the Old Testament.
但係當你睇耶穌基督喺呢個地上面嘅工作嘅時候咧，其實就好似反映到神喺舊約裏邊點樣去對待以色列人。
So it may still be incomplete in our finite minds, but Jesus, the Son of God, as God's final self-revelation, can be seen through these three offices.
咁喺我哋嘅有限嘅心智裏邊，可能唔能夠認識，但係。 耶穌基督作為最後一個啟示嘅時候，係喺呢個三個嘅職份裏邊，都俾我哋能夠認識到。
The first, Jesus is seen as the ultimate fulfillment of the foretold prophecies in the Old Testament.
首先就係話耶穌基督係俾我哋睇到喺舊約聖經裏邊先知預言到一個最大嘅啟示，就係佢自己。
And as a priest, he's seen as the ultimate fulfillment of all priesthood that foreshadowed a perfect priest.
咁作為一個大祭司，就係舊約裏邊嘅祭司裏邊，佢所做嘅係一個所有嘅預示嘅一個最終嘅啟示。
And as a king, Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of all the kingdom that led up to the time of Jesus that were in.
而作為一個君王，佢就係喺舊約裏邊所有嘅王朝裏邊所指向嘅佢一個完美嘅君王。
So when we talk about knowing Jesus as our high priest and knowing Jesus as our perfect sacrifice, we mean at least this, that there is the work of Jesus that he here on earth.
所以當我哋話認識耶穌基督係一個大祭司同埋一個完美嘅犧牲嘅時候咧，就係話我哋認識到佢喺呢個地上邊曾經做過嘅工作。And
what we mean by the work of Jesus as our priest and perfect sacrifice is first all that he has done. All that he has done previously.
就係佢之前一直所做過嘅工作。
As a pre-incarnate Son of God,
是, 道成肉身,
and all that He is currently doing in your life through church, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and through the Word of God,
同埋佢喺而家藉住教會、藉住聖靈嘅大能，同埋藉住神嘅話語喺你身上邊做緊嘅工作,
and all that He will do when He returns in glory.
同埋佢將來喺榮耀裏邊翻嚟嘅時候，佢會做嘅工作。
Now, when we look at first verses, first two verses of today's passage, we see that the author is presenting the supremacy of Son Jesus Christ as the greatest prophet.
我哋今日睇嘅頭兩節經文睇到希伯來書嘅作者去介紹耶穌基督係一個至高嘅先知。
For time being, we will only look at first two verses today, and we will look at the latter two verses next week.
今日我會睇頭兩節，而下個禮拜咧就會再睇埋。
But I believe there's a specific reason for the author to first present and connect the premises of God the Son, to his prophetic role.
咁呢個希伯來嘅作者，佢首先去介紹。 耶穌基督作為一個大嘅先知，係至高神嘅兒子，係有一個特別嘅目的。
There must be a reason why knowing Jesus begins by knowing him as the Word, as the prophet.
要認識耶穌基督，首先認識佢係作為一個先知，一定係有一個目的。
Do you believe God speaks to us today?
你相唔相信神今日同我哋講嘢咧？
Do you believe God is speaking to you right now?
你相唔相信神而家就係同你講緊嘢咧？
When we're dealing with the work of Christ in this prophetic role, it calls us to know first that we cannot separate Jesus from his
person.
所以当我们说我们去认识耶稣基督是一个先知的职份的时候，我们不能够将他和他的工作和他的人去分开。
In other words, when we remind ourselves what he has done for you and for his sinners and for our salvation, that's the very way that God is speaking to us.
因为当我们看到耶稣基督去作为为我们罪人所做的事的时候呢，这个就是神去藉着耶稣基督向我们说话。
So the uniqueness of his person, the second person of the Trinity, with that identification as true God and true man, knowing he is true God and true man determines how determines the efficacy of the works that he has performed.
他认识耶稣基督作为三位一体的神的第二位，同埋他是神的儿子的时候，能够使我们是认识耶稣基督的工作是更加有效。
So what I'm trying to say is that the way that God is speaking to us is first by remembering not just what he has done, but remembering who he is, knowing correctly, appropriately his human and his divine nature.
所以我们不单只是记得他做过什么，而是认识耶稣基督，他是一个完全的人，也是一个完全的神。
For this reason, there is a comparison that the author of the Hebrews brings in verse 1. He's comparing Jesus, the last ultimate prophet, as being above the all previous prophets God used to speak.
所以希伯来书的作者第一节，他们比较耶稣基督和他以前在旧约圣经里面所有的先知的时候，耶稣基督是最大的先知。
And he's above and he's better than all previous revelations of the methods of revelations. It's because he himself is without sin and him alone is equal with God.
他比以往的先知更加好，同埋比以往的启示是更加完整，因为他自己是无罪的，他是完美的祭牲。
Person without sin is a perfect person.And an entity that's equal with God is God Himself.
他是无罪的，无罪的罪身，同埋他自己是同与神是同等。
A 16th century theologian named John Calvin wrote this in his Institutes, Book 2, 12.3. That is a paraphrase. Only a person who is both true God and true man at the same time.Can ever obey God sufficiently on behalf of sinners.
咁加爾文喺十六世紀佢基督教要義裏邊咧，曾經講過就係話，一個人佢係真神同埋係完全嘅人，同時間佢先至可以去順服神，去為咗人係完全嘅順服神。
So the person of Jesus's unique and eternal relationship with God the Father sufficiently qualifies him to be our only mediator and the final authoritative revelation of God's self-disclosure.
所以耶稣基督他的独特和独一是作为神的儿子和神的关系的时候，这件事去使到他能够藉着他自己作为神在圣经里面一个最大的启示，最大的先知。
So remember Jesus,The high priest and Jesus, our perfect sacrifice, he did not enter into an eternal, special, unique relationship in his person with the Father by way of obeying God's law, but by way of eternal relationship they've already had before the foundation of the world.
So, Jesus Christ and the Father's special relationship is not because he is completely able to trust God, and that he can be in the relationship, but because he is creating all things before he has this relationship.
So, if we have the proper understanding of the incarnate Son, the verse 1 and 2 comes to us not justmediocre or not just in words, but it comes with words with conviction. It moves and it changes the way that we view who he is.
所以咁样认识嘅时候，我哋就能够去知道真正喺头先所讲嘅经文里边，真正耶稣基督 知道耶稣基督系边一位。
And this Jesus is the way in which God climactically chose to self-reveal who He is and what He's going to do for saving His sinners in these last days.
神系拣选耶稣基督作为佢最后嘅一个启示，就系话神会喺过后嘅日子点样对待。
And now just setting, that was just the introduction and background of understanding where we ought to be when we say the knowledge of God. But in verse 1, it elaborates and helps us to understand better in this way. Long ago, that means there are two ages. The age is prior to Jesus' incarnation, and age after Jesus' incarnation. And here, long ago means prior to Christ's incarnation era, that time period.
咁第一節佢一開始講到話神記在古時，咁其實講到係兩個嘅時代，就係話耶穌基督道成肉身之前同埋道成肉身之後。咁呢個古時就係之前嘅事。
Now there were people who did believe that God never spoke to them until Christ's come in flesh, but that's not true because here in verse 1 says, "And many times." In many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets.
咁有啲人以為神冇對過人去講説話，直至耶穌基督嚟到為止。咁但係第一節佢話咧，佢藉著喺古時藉著眾先知多次多方嘅曉喻嚟做，即係佢以前已經對人去講過説話。
Church, God is God who speaks to His people.
神係會去對佢嘅子民去説話。
Is not that?Is not mute.
这个啊，佢唔系死咗，佢唔系冇讲嘢。
Is a living God.
佢一个活神。
Sometimes we act as if he's not.
但有时我哋以为佢死咗。
Even though he's speaking to us through the messages, even though he's speaking to us through the Word of God,
纵使佢系藉住神嘅话语去向我哋说话
，we don't listen because our head is speaking way too loud, way too louder than God is.
我哋唔会去听，因为我哋头。我哋嘅头脑向自己所讲嘅嘢咧，更比神讲嘅更加大声。
But even that, God can speak over us into us, because He is omnipotent.
咁但系神依然能够向我哋说话，因为佢系全能嘅。
When God spoke to the people in Israel, in the Old Testament through the prophets in various ways, in the last days, in these last days.He has chosen to speak to them, speak to his people by his son.
咁第二節佢繼續講就話，就喺呢個末世嘅時候咧，藉住佢嘅兒子去曉喻我哋，即係向我哋説話。
So we can say a couple things. Number one, the previous revelation of God were in were far from.I want to be very careful. Previous revelation of God through the prophets were not as complete as the revelation through the Son.
咁就係話，以前先知神藉住先知嘅啟示，對比起藉住耶穌基督嘅啟示係冇咁完全。
In other words, in God'srevelation of himself and the redemptive plan for his people were progressive.
換句話講，神係將佢自己揭示出嚟，呢個係一個過程，慢慢慢慢增加。
And at the end of that God's progressive revelation, there sits our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
而喺呢個進程嘅裏邊，最終嘅嗰一點就係耶穌基督。
For this reason, Jesus, as God's Son, as the first, second person of the Trinity, who were in the eternal relationship with the Father and the Spirit, represents the fullness of God's message to His people.
所以耶稣基督作为神嘅独生子，喺呢个永恒里边同圣灵同埋圣父嘅关系，系作为佢神嘅信息一个最大嘅启示同埋一个完全。
He's the finality and completeness of God's revelation. Therefore, there's no salvation other than the name of Jesus Christ.
这个是神的启示的最终和最完全，所以除了耶稣基督之外，必无拯救。
He fills everything and he fills in everything that was lacking in previous methods of revelation, previous modes of revelation in the Old Testament.
在旧约圣经里面，之前所有的启示所不足的地方，耶稣基督是完全的去满足了。
And this son, we now have a change of subject in verse 1 and then the first part of verse 2.God was being the subject of sentences, but from for the second part of verse 2 to 4, Son, the God the Son, is the subject of the sent of the phrase.
咁喺跟住主接落嚟嗰兩節都開始改變咗個主題，就話耶穌基督係一個佢嗰個信息嘅中心。
And we know this son a little more about him. We know a little bit more about this son. Number one, it was that he is the heir of all things.That God had appointed, and second, that through him God had created everything in the world.
我哋認識到就係話，佢係神要立佢承受萬有嘅，同埋咧神係藉住佢創造主世界呢個第二節。
And probably the author of the Hebrew has a Psalm 2, verse 8, in mind, where Jesus is portrayed, the Son of God is portrayed as receiving the heir of all things.And that displays the supremacy of all other created beings.
希伯來書作者寫呢節經文嘅時候，都可能諗到係詩篇第二章第八節，佢入邊講到話係耶穌基督去承受列國嘅產業，所有嘅田產。
Once again, we see Jesus' divine nature displayed in this passage.
好似我哋睇到耶稣基督嘅神圣喺呢个经文里边去表示出嚟。
That if being the heir of all things signifies Christ's human nature，
而藉住佢话佢能够承受万有，亦都俾我哋睇到佢嘅人性。
Then him creating the world as the agent, as the tool of creation, in the beginning of the world, as the authoritative word of God, resembles his divine nature。
而佢话佢。神是藉著祂去創造諸世界的時候，也都讓我們看到祂的神性。
Did I lose you already?
你們是不是迷失了？
Are you guys still with me or not?
你聽不聽到？
I am very sorry if I lost you already, but I'll try my best to make it easy. So if you have questions, please come and talk to me afterwards or talk to elders.But what we see here is that to know Christ, we must know that there is inseparability of his person as the second person of the Trinity and his work as the great high priest and perfect sacrifice for our sins and our salvation.
So, when we see Jesus Christ, we cannot separate his personality and his work as the great high priest and perfect sacrifice for our sins and our salvation.
In other words, his divine nature as well as his human nature put together are a necessity.For him to take upon this prophetic role that we see as he being the mediator between God and man.
所以作為人同神之間嘅中保，佢呢個身份係需要佢有完全嘅人性同埋完全嘅神性係合埋一齊。
So we've seen how do we see him as a prophet? Once again, we see Jesus as the greatest prophet for being the final word of God.Spoken to a mankind.
咁我點樣睇到佢係一個先知咧？就係話佢作為神自己向人所説嘅信息，佢就係嗰個信息。
And we see him as the greatest prophet because his what he has brought as self-revelation of God to his people surpasses the prophets of the Old Testament.
佢係作為一個最大的先知，就是他比起以往的先知所传递的神的信息是更加大。
We see this in the New Testament, the way that Jesus is speaking about himself and the message he's bringing.
我们看到在新约圣经里面，耶稣基督怎样去讲自己，以及他将什么信息带给人。
Unlike many prophets and envoys and ambassadors of Christ, of God in the Old Testament, Jesus' teaching and proclamation about God.Focused on himself.
咁同以往舊約裏邊所講嘅先知所講嘅説話，同埋其他所謂嘅使節啊所講嘅説話唔同。耶穌基督所講嘅説話咧，係專注係講到關於佢自己。
As you know, often in ancient times, a messenger or an envoy would have to speak on behalf of the authority of whom they represent.
我哋都知道以前或者係甚至而家呢啲所謂嘅使節啊、大使啊，佢哋所講嘅説話咧，係代表佢哋差派嚟，被佢哋差派嚟嘅君王或者皇后所講嘅説話。
But for Jesus, he did not only represent God the Father when he spoke, but he claimed to be God himself incarnate.
但耶穌基督唔單止係代表嘅神説話，而係要耶穌基督話佢自己就係神道成肉身。
And he also claimed that his message that he delivered and he gave were also the message of God the Father.
他也说他所给的信息是神自己的信息。
And furthermore, in John 4, chapter 4, when he was encountering the Samaritan woman, he accepted the description of the prophet, the Savior that Samaritans were waiting him being that expected prophet or Messiah.
咁喺約翰福音第四章記載到耶穌基督同呢個撒瑪利亞婦人喺井旁嘅説話，係耶穌基督去接納咗呢個撒瑪利亞婦人，認為佢就係嗰個尼賽亞呢個身份。
Sometimes we don't have that type of confidence in our sharing of gospel with others。
咁我哋有時我哋冇同當我哋同人去傳福音嘅時候咧，我哋都冇呢種嘅勇氣。
Sometimes we do not see Christ's confidence and his belief are resembling our walk of faith.
我哋所讲嘅说话有时咧，好似都唔代表住我哋喺神嘅喺我哋嘅信心里边嗰种勇气。
And I pray that we would imitate Christ every day.
我哋祈祷，我哋每一日都效法耶稣基督。
We would imitate Christ not in our only personal devotions, but in our evangelistic effort, reaching out to people, and that includes myself as well.
不单止在我们的个人的灵修上面，并且在我们同人去宣讲这个福音，去传福音的时候。
But what we can be encouraged from what Jesus has done is that the prophets of old covenant failed, therefore Jesus, by extension of God's grace, came to fulfill that.
咁喺舊約裏邊，呢啲先知所唔能夠做到嘅，耶穌基督作為最大嘅先知，佢能夠成就。
And this is a fulfillment directly referring back to Deuteronomy 18:15, where God promises Moses the last prophet, the next prophet, he will be pleased.
呢度喺《生命記》十八章裏邊，神要應許摩西話，將來有一個先知要興起嘅時候，呢個就係耶穌基督。
And in this way, Jesus the prophet, the greatest prophet, was to mainly act as mouthpiece of God to confront his contemporary Jewish people and non-Jewish people.
咁耶穌基督喺當時係作為代表神去説話，去面對住當時嘅人，係講到將呢個神嘅話語去帶俾佢哋。
Just because the old prophecies have not been fulfilled.And now that I am claimed to be the fulfillment of that prophecy, it does not mean that God has failed in his mission.
唔係話舊約嘅先知所講嘅預言未能夠成就，而我嚟到去成就呢啲嘅預言，並唔係話神喺佢嘅事工上面失敗咗。
But it was more of a way for God to.Call people to make that leap of faith to draw closer to Him.
而是神咧，佢藉住呢樣嘢去叫人咧，係藉住信心去靠近佢。
Now, if you are in a moment in a stage of your life where you feel like you're alone, you feel like God is not near you, please don't be foolish.
咁如果你喺你生命上邊，你而家呢刻你覺得你係只係好孤獨，神唔去靠近你嘅時候，並唔好咁樣諗。
Just by looking at the first verse of the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, we know God is not a silent God. Yes, He may be silent at times, but He is God who spoke through His Son to you, to His people and for us.
咁就喺第希伯來書第一章第一節已經講到，神唔係一個沉默嘅神，可能有時佢唔出聲，但係神係不斷嘅去向人説。
So to think and so to feel or so to even speak about our God transcendent, unspoken, distant God, and incommunicable God, it's very unwise to do that.
所以你千祈唔好以为神系一个同你好远嘅距离，佢唔同你向你说话嘅神，千祈唔好咁样谂。
Whether you like it or not, God intervened in our world to His people through His servants.
神系藉住佢嘅子民、佢嘅仆人同埋佢自己喺呢个世界里边介入当中。
He came to save us.
佢嚟去救我哋。
He did not sit back in His throne and let us go astray.
佢唔係淨係坐喺寶座上邊翹埋雙手。
But in the last days, by His voluntary condescension, He met us in flesh.
佢喺最後嘅時候，佢會喺同我哋去面對。
Yet He was without confusion, loss, or composition of His divine nature, divinity.
佢喺佢嘅神性裏邊係完全。
Jesus the prophet is the Word that created everything that we see.Even ourselves, therefore, He alone deserved to be the heir of all things.
佢系佢呢个大先知去藉住佢去创造一切，所以佢能够去承受一切。
Now, knowing Jesus is the final and the ultimate method of God, God chose to reveal Himself to us. Knowing this fact should help us in our walk of faith.But how?
咁認識到耶穌基督係神最終嘅係向人嘅啟示嘅時候，點樣能夠幫助到喺我哋嘅信心嘅路上邊去幫助我哋嘅續行呢
？Certainly helps us to remain in the faith against the ways of suffering and the worldly ideas of flesh.
係能夠去幫助我哋面對我哋所承受嘅苦難同埋我哋嘅肉身嘅攻擊。
But more than that, it'll help us to understand.Is our beloved Lord and God.
你能够帮助我哋更加认识到神系边一位。
I hope this at least helped us to understand who Jesus is and what He has done, even a little.
我希望你都至少能够认识到究竟耶稣基督系边一位，同埋为我哋所做嘅系乜嘢。
So when you are asked by non-Christian friends or your friends who is Jesus to you, yes, you can say He is my Savior, my God, and my Lord. He is a great High Priest. He is my perfect sacrifice. He is a mediator. But we can at least start by saying now that He is the second person of the Trinity, and that He is prophet, king, prophet, priest, and king.
咁当有人问你耶稣基督系边一个嘅时候，你可以话佢系我嘅救主各样。咁但系而家你可以起码去讲到就系话耶稣基督系三位一体嘅第二位，佢系最大嘅先知、君王同埋祭司。
And it'll also help us to answer the question, how can we know God?
亦都帮助我哋解答问题，就话我哋点样认识神。
It'll help us to answer questions like how can we have a right relationship with God, or how can we even be saved from sin?
帮助我哋点样去知道我哋能够有一个正确嘅同神嘅关系，同埋。
As a final reminder, in John 17:3, Jesus said, "This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So, knowing directly connected to eternal life.
咁喺《约翰福音》第十七章里边，佢讲到话系神系藉住耶稣基督去让我哋知道我哋能够去有永生。
To know God is eternal.
去認識神就係永生。
But I do want to mention, to know in this verse is nothing like the know we have in English.
咁佢講到話認識，頭先講嗰啲經文去認識嘅時候，並唔係好似我哋英文咁或者中文講嘅知道。
The Hebrew word for know is to yada, and yada is to know a person to a degree where you have that intimate.Relationship as husband.
在希伯来话，佢哋认识嘅意思就系喺一个个人嘅层面，好似你嘅妻子同丈夫去咁样去认识嘅一样。
Do we know God?
我哋系咪认识神呢
？Do you know your God as much as you know your wife, or as much as you have that intimate relationship with your spouse?
你去认识神系咪好似你同你嘅妻子一样嘅认识，或者系咁亲密嘅关系咧
？The work of Christ. encompasses everything Jesus did for our salvation.
神嘅话语去包括咗耶稣基督所做喺救赎计划里面所做嘅一切。
Because Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God. This is verse 3, which we will look next week.
因为耶稣基督是神荣耀所发的光辉，这个第三节我们下次会再看。
Because he is exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power.
因为他是神本体的真像，常用他的权能的命令托住万有。
Understanding the work of Christ as we've seen him as a prophet provides answers to the pivotal questions such as, how can we know God? Does he ever even teach us, talk to us? How can we have a right relationship with God and so forth?
他认识耶稣基督是一个最大的先知，帮助我们解决这个问题，就是说我们怎样认识神，究竟耶稣基督是哪一个神。
And I want to end with this remark, because we know Jesus, because we have Jesus, we can stand upon the foundation of the rock of salvation.
最后就是说我们因为认识耶稣基督是哪一位，我们能够站在这个拯救的磐石，这个救恩的磐石的上面。
And Jesus, the great high priest, Jesus, the perfect sacrifice, Jesus, the perfect atonement sacrifice, and our perfect prophet, in him alone, we find peace, joy, and hope, and we find glory.
在耶稣基督他这个完全的最大的先知最大的君王他的牺牲，在当中我们能够有平安有。
So let us strive to know God evermore.
而我们更加努力地去认识神。
Let us recognize the supremacy of Jesus the Son of God.
而我们去认识到耶稣基督的至高的身份。
And let us accept him as who he is, our high priest, the one and only our atonement sacrifice that we deserve to die, and last self-revelation of God, his voluntary condescension that manifested his love while we were yet sinners.
让我们认识他是一个最大的先知，他是神完美的启示，让我们看到他是那个完美的牺牲，除了他之外，我们并不值得。
Let us pray.Dear God, we love you not because we can, but because you loved us first while we were yet sinners.
主，我们爱你不是因为我们愿意，而是因为你当我们还是罪人的时候，你先爱我们。
Lord, grow our love for you each and every day.
主，每一天让我们对你的爱去生长。
Grow the knowledge of you each and every day for us.
让我们每一天对你的认识更加深。
Be gracious to us, O God.
主，怜悯我们。
We turn away from sin and return to you.
让我们从罪里面转向去归向你。
Because Jesus, the great high priest, the perfect sacrifice, made a way for us.
因为耶稣基督这个大祭司完美的祭牲为我们开了一条出路。
And it is also you who lead us by our hand to walk the path, to enter the narrow gate.
是你牵住我们的手去行这条窄路，进入这个窄门。
Lord, we want to walk with you every day.
主，我们愿意每一天去与你同行。
We don't want to just feel your presence or know your presence, but live by faith, not by sight.
我们不单只是想是知道你的同在，想你的同在，而是让我们每一天用信心，不是用我们的眼睛去行。
We don't just need you every hour, but we want you every hour, oh God.
我们不单只是每一刻需要你，而是每一刻我们想要你。
Allow us to confess that you are our shepherd and we shall not want.
让我们去承认你是我们的牧者，我们不需要其他东西。
We love you in Jesus' name.
你奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。